Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where He is, we may be also. And so we thank God today for bringing us through another week where we can come together and lift up the name of Jesus. It is He who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that He would draw all men unto Himself. And so we thank God that He's still drawing men, women, boys, and girls unto Himself. And we just thank God for allowing us to be able to get together one more time where we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. God said, now is the time that they that worship Him, that they may worship Him in spirit and in truth. So that's what we've come to do today. We've come to worship the Lord. We've come to give Him the glory, the honor, and the praise that He so richly deserves. And we're just glad, amen, that He thought enough of us, amen, to look past our faults and see our needs. And we know that we have many needs, but God has promised to supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. And with that, we want to go to Reverend Lindsay, if she can open us up this morning with a word of prayer. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you again for another Sunday that you allow us to see and to rejoice in it. Oh, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Father, because truly you've been mighty good unto us. Your grace and your mercy met us early this morning, Father, and you touched us with your finger of love. And we are so grateful for that this morning. And, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that as you look on every heart, Father God, that you will, Father God, just continue, Lord Jesus, to meet our needs. Continue, oh God, through your word and through the power of your blood, Father, that you will sanctify us and clean us, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that as you search us, Father, oh God, if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing in your sight, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, as you cleanse us, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will fill us with more and more your love, more and more of your Holy Spirit, more and more of you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we are so grateful for grace this morning that gave us this opportunity to fellowship with you one more time. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit, O God, that continue to keep us and dwell with us, O God. We thank you for the power of your word, O God. The word, Lord Jesus, that give us strength, O God. Father God, your word that gives us courage, O God. Your word that gives us peace, O God. Your word, O God, that helps us, Father God, when we can't find our way. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word this morning, Father. And Father God, I pray in your name, Lord Jesus, that you will look on your servant this morning. Look on Pastor Kayson in a special manner. Oh God, thank you for how good you've been unto him. Thank you, Father, that you have continued to bless him every day, oh God. Danger seen and unforeseen, you brought him through, Father. And oh God, you blessed him that he is able, Father, to speak a word unto your people, Lord Jesus. So we thank you this morning, Father. And oh God, we pray that you will continue to take him deep in your wells of revelation knowledge. And oh God, as you reveal your word unto him, Father, oh God, help him to speak it in truth and clarity, with boldness, oh God, with conviction, oh God. Father God, that we might be better people, oh God, and that we might be able to help somebody else. And then, Father God, not only I pray for him, but I pray for First Lady. Oh God, I pray that you continue to keep her, oh God, continue to lead her and guide her, Father. Oh God, I pray that you would look on the children and grandchildren, oh God. Yes, look on every family member this morning. And then, Father God, I pray for the heart of God in its entirety. Every member, oh God, every person that has tuned in to you, Father, regardless whether it's by phone, by Facebook, or wherever it might be, Lord Jesus, I pray that your spirit, oh God, will touch the very depths of their soul today, Father, that they will know without a shadow of doubt that you are God and you're God all by yourself. And, oh, God, that through the preach word, Father God, that man, woman, or child, somebody will come and yield and give their life unto you. Oh, God, that your saints, Father, they will be encouraged, oh, God, and that your name will get the glory. And, Father God, we pray for all those that are sick, oh, God, all those that are in need, Father God, a spiritual blessing today. We pray, oh, Father God, that you will meet their needs, Jesus. And, Father God, we pray, Lord, that after we have done what you want us to do, Father God, that we, Lord Jesus, will be pleasing in your sight and that your name will get the glory, the honor, and the praise, O God. And, Father God, we pray for this country. We pray for mankind everywhere. And, Father God, we love you, we bless you, and we praise you. And we thank you for this appointed time. We thank you for making a way that we can fellowship one more Sunday. Thank you for being a mighty good God. Thank you that you haven't dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquities, but you've given us one more day of your grace and your mercy. And for that, we are eternal grateful. Thank you so much, dear Heavenly Father, for your everlasting love. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for the peace. And thank you for the power of your word through the anointing power of your Holy Spirit. And we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen,
amen. Thank Reverend Lindsay for that fervent prayer. You know that just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. Thank God for another Sunday. It's our first Sunday of daylight saving time, and thank God that everybody got up an hour earlier and was able to get on the line and to worship this morning. And old Deacon used to say that it was the angel who stood by my bed all night long, touched me, finger of love, and my eyes flew open. So it was God that started us on our way. Said that I still had a reasonable portion of health and strength. Somebody get ready to say amen. Might be a little sleepy this morning, but you got a reasonable portion of health and strength. And somebody was able to put one foot in front of the other this morning. Somebody ought to say amen. Someone was able to go to the refrigerator or the counter and have a morsel or two, amen, to feed their body this morning. And Good God Almighty, somebody getting ready to get excited, amen. Someone had a roof over their head all night long, and someone early this morning was able to see and have the activities of their limb. Come on now, y'all need to put your hands together on that one, amen. And might have had an ache or pain, amen, but God has still been good, amen. They're able to feel that ache, come on now. And you were able to feel that pain, amen. You were still able, amen, to open your mouth and give God a thank you, Lord, for you've been mighty good to me. Thank you, Lord, for you brought me from a mighty long way. Thank you, Lord, that you were able to bring me from last week to this week. Thank you, Lord, that you were able to bring me from last March to this March. Thank you, Lord, that you allowed me to continue to be in the land of the living. Somebody ought to say amen this morning. Thank you, Lord, that I was still able, come on now, to clothe myself this morning. Thank you, Lord, that the thieves didn't break in or break out. Somebody ought to say thank you, Lord, that you watched over my family. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come upon me. Thank you, Lord, that when I look back over my life and I think about the goodness of how you've kept me, I can truly say that I've been blessed, and I got a testimony that God has been good to me, that God has made a way out of no way for me, that God has been my strong tower, that God has been my peace, that God has been my way maker, that God has been my burden bearer, that God has continued to provide, and that he's shown himself as Jehovah Jireh, my provider, that God is and will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Y'all might as well give God about 10 seconds of praise. Go ahead and put your, if you're sleepy this morning, give him a praise for being sleepy this morning. If you're wide awake, give him a praise about being wide awake, because if it was not God on our side, we wouldn't be sleepy and we wouldn't be awake. But because I still have my senses, I can tell the difference from one to the other. So I'm going to praise him in the midst of being tired and being awake in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just thought we need to give God some praise and shake off that physical thing this morning, because we know, amen, that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so we got to learn to press our way. We got to learn to praise our way. We got to learn to give God the glory in the midst of our situation and in the midst of our circumstance. Amen. Amen. We want to sing a song this morning. It's a song from the hymnal is 141, and it's entitled Love Lifted Me. It's entitled Love Lifted Me. And when you think about that thing, amen, the condition that we were in before God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, when you think about how far away we were from God, how we had lost our way, and how we were in a distant place, amen, with no God, without God, amen, didn't know God, amen, and was only living by his grace and his mercy, amen. How God looked past our faults and saw our need, amen, reached way down in the muck and the mire and clay and picked us up and cleaned us up, amen, and set our feet on a solid rock, amen, and how we were able to look back and see it was nobody but God that lifted me. And the songwriter says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, keen to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my disparaging cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. And that was the song that we used to sing many times in the nursing homes that we're going to be going to again, prayerfully, this coming summer and fall. Amen. That God will give us the ability to be able to go and to minister in person one more time. But we used to sing this song, and I encourage everyone, as you are anticipating, amen, going to be with loved ones and in person, and as people are making decision to get the vaccine, that you will continue to thank God for the love that he has shown us, and that he continues to bless us with, and he continues to give us his grace and his mercy. And while you're going through, and as you've been going through all of a year now in March, amen, continue to give God the praise, continue to reflect and remember, amen, that his love has kept you and that his love has lifted you. So let's sing this to the glory of God. And after this, we'll go to the phone line for our testimony. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Verse 2. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Last verse. Souls in dangers look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He's your savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Amen. Aren't you glad today that God loved you so much that he looked past your fault and decided to send his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life, that God's love would look way down and pick you up and be able to dust you off and to place your feet on the solid rock, that God's love would be able, good God Almighty, to see that you would no longer be under the power and the penalty of sin, but he would pay a price that we couldn't pay, amen, because of his love. And we thank God that his love, amen, that never fails, has lifted us, amen. We thank God for the love of God. And we are going to go to worshipers this morning. And the first worshiper we want to go to, last four digits, is 3343. 3343, good morning.
Good morning. Thank God for morning this morning. The sunlight in our eyes and the air is in our nostrils. We said, thank you, Father, for another second chance to stay on the right track and follow your footsteps and glorify your holy name. For you are our Father, and we your children, and we need you every day. We said, thank you, Father, for being with us and each morning. And every day we wake up and touch our eyes and limb to move. Give us another second chance to stay on the right track. In your blessed holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady this morning. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. Praises be unto God, who is the head of my life. And I thank the Lord for all of you and our continued strength in this walk. Yes, sometimes we have our, you know, ups and our downs, but every day is a good day. There's no bad days. Every day is a good day. And we thank the Lord for that, because he allow us to get up, walk, do what we need to do, do what we can do, and we just pray on the rest. I just love you all, and I did get my second shot, and I'm doing fine, and I just pray that you all will continue to do your best and let the Lord take care of the rest. I love you all. You all have a blessed week, and stay encouraged, because God is able. Have a blessed
amen,
week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, and all of God's Baptist Church family. It's a blessing to wake up this morning, a beautiful Sunday, sunny Sunday morning. I woke up kind of down, but now that I'm connected with the church and God, our Father, I feel better. My old neighbor lost her only son to COVID last night, and we were like family. It hit me really hard, but I feel good after your words and prayer this morning, Pastor, because we have so many things to be thankful for. And
amen.
We know that he's in a better place and God loves us in spite of. We all are going to have to pay that ultimate price one day, but it's just a human being that you feel and hurt when you lose someone and someone close. It's been a beautiful week. I just thank God that he has blessed me to be here and be able to get up in my right mind. Thank you for blessing me, blessing my family, and thank you, him, was giving me you and Tawana, Pastor, to lead and guide us and lift us up when we're down and weary. It's one of those days, but it's a bright day too. I thank you and I praise you, God, for all of your goodness, for your holy word and Holy Spirit that keeps us all going and alive. You all have a blessed week, and please stay safe. Don't forget, we are human, and the virus is here, and it does not discriminate, and it does kill. That young man was diagnosed Friday, and he died Saturday. That virus is for real. And it's still here, and we none are exempt. So be safe, bless the week.
Amen.
Good morning. I would just like to thank God another day for my health and strength. And to praise God for my sisters and my family for watching over the family in Atlanta also. And I would like to just say a special prayer for our president and our leaders and our country. And just let us all remember that our hope is in the Lord. So may all of you have a safe and happy weekend.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Father God Church, I just feel grateful and thankful to be among the living one more time, be able to be in our service because a few of our people that we know very close to that started out with us last Sunday, they're not here today. But to God be the glory. And I just, Psalm 107 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. So I'll continue to pray for you all. You pray for me and know that God is the answer. You all have a blessed Sunday and a blessed week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. To go to our next worshiper, last four digits 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, this morning, I'm just grateful to God for just giving me the strength and the stamina and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in him. I believe the songwriter once wrote, I'm so grateful. I'm mighty, mighty grateful. And truly, I am grateful this morning. For truly, God has truly, truly been good to me and my family and my church family. And so I thank God for being a great God. I thank him for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the use and the activities of my limbs because
Amen.
God is so great and he's greatly to be praised. I thank him for being my healer, for being my provider, for being my pillar of strength. And I thank God for allowing me to be able to press in and to press through in spite of what I might be going through. And so I just thank God this morning for just being God all by himself. For truly, he is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. And I just thank him this morning because without God, we wouldn't be able to make it. But I thank God that he has allowed me to be one of his daughters. And I thank God that he is still keeping us alive. And I thank God that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. And yes, some days we just not feeling it. And it's okay not to be okay. Because God already knows that we're going to have some days when we're up and we're going to have some days when we're down. But through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. And I'm leaning and I'm depending and I'm holding on to God. Unchanging hand. And so I pray God's blessings upon everyone and stay safe and I love you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits 1741. 1741. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God. I thank God for another beautiful Sunday and his loving kindness one more time. I praise God for Jesus and the power of your Holy Spirit and for his word. I thank God for you, Pastor Kayson, and First Lady Kayson, for the heart of God. And I thank God for my son Mark and Regina and grandchildren and sisters and brothers and just family and loved ones. I praise God this morning because he allowed me to be able to take the first COVID-19 shot vaccination. I took the Moderna, And I thank God for allowing me to do that. And I encourage others to go ahead and to take the shot. And let me share something with you. I was a little bit fearful. Sometimes I had doubts. And I kept praying. And I also asked some prayer warriors and some people that I know. I thank God for you, Pastor and First Lady, for your words of encouragement and strength. Because I want people to know it's all right to be a little bit fearful and a little bit doubtful because you don't know the unknown.
Amen.
But we pray and we ask God to help us. And so as you prepare to take your shot, just continue to trust God and pray and let him know exactly how you feel. And God will give you the strength because he allowed the sciences, he allowed the doctors to make the medicine to heal our bodies. It's not that he could not touch us and heal us because he could have done it all by himself. But God used every mean, whatever way he wants to work to heal his people, God uses that. So I encourage everyone to go ahead and take the shot and continue to pray over it and ask God and let the Holy Spirit lead you. And I thank God for being so merciful. I just want to read one verse. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. I give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you so much. I love you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3598. 3598, good morning.
God bless. It's another day's journey. And I'm so glad to be here. God has given us from the rising of the S-O-N, going down to the S-U-N. He's still worthy to be praised. And we thank God for the pastor and First Lady and all of the chitlins and all of God's people, all those who are under the sound of this voice. And all God's churches that God is having to have service one more time. And we ought to be glad to be in his service one more time. And we're going to be reading from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. It's 13 verses. 13 chapter, 13 verses. And it states, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tingling symbol. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I have my body to be burned and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeking not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails, but whether there be prophecy, there shall fail. Whether there be tongue, there shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know it in part, and we prophesy it in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I came a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part. Then shall I know, even as also I am known. Now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, 2256. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. Father God, everybody, good morning. It's good to be alive. I just thank God for continuing to keep us all. I thank him for my family. He's just good. I got up this morning, so I'm just blessed because somebody did. Thank him for always keeping me and loving me. He don't never change. He's an unchanging God, and I just thank him for not changing. You all have a wonderful week. Love you all. And I just hope that all of you will continue to stay focused on God.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4629. 4629, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's a wonderful day outside. Sun's out. Thank God for waking us up and keeping us throughout these weeks. I'd like to thank God for blessing me with my family, and it's good to hear from everybody. Everybody's still with us. It's a good thing to hear about all the new vaccinations that's going on now, that everybody taking the next step to be safe, and pray that everything continues to be great, and I pray that we hear from everybody next week, and everybody has an amazing week. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper, 1785. 1785, good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. And no matter how we feel, no matter how things are going, no matter how what's going on around us, we will rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank and praise God for another day. I didn't set my clock last night. Over the years, I'm so used to my husband doing it. But, you know, God is a good God. He woke me up on time anyhow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is so good. He's so merciful. He's so kind unto me, you know, and unto all of us. He really is a merciful and a patient God. I just thank God for the Heart of God Baptist Church, every member from the babies on up to the seniors. I just feel so grateful this morning. Thank you, Pastor, for your prayers, for your love.
Nice.
Thank you, First Lady, for your morning beautiful texts that just motivate me every day. If it's nothing but happy Sundays. You guys don't know that means so very much. You got me doing it. And I love each and one of you, and I want you to have a blessed, a mighty blessed week. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We are grateful to all of our listeners, all of our worshipers, whichever way you tune in and get connected. Truly, it's a blessing to be able to hear all of your voices, to hear your testimonies, to hear your ups and hear your downs. Let us know that we're continuing to be in this thing together. Amen. And I just want to continue to urge you to pray and trust God, and whatever decision you make about getting your vaccine, know that and God is still in control. Amen. Blessed that First Lady and I were able to get our vaccinations past Wednesday. I was able to go and was able to get the J&J shot, one-time shot. And, God, I know all of you were praying for me, concerned about all my allergies and all of the issues in my physical life down through the years. But God kept me, God blessed me, and God answered all your prayers. So I thank you all for all your prayers. Amen. Didn't have any side effects or anything like that. First Lady got her second shot on board, and she's had a few side effects, but she's doing well. And we just encourage everyone to stay vigilant, stay focused, trusting God if you're continuing to question or be doubtful about getting vaccinated. Continue to talk to God. Continue to ask him to be your guide. Continue to let him be the one that will give you the comfort on what decision you need to make. understand that disproportionately a virus had claimed the lives of those of black and brown individuals, those in our community. And look at the recent polls of who has received the shots, been primarily those of Caucasian, almost double the amount of shots or anybody else being received. And in the black community, the fully vaccinated are about 2% of the population. So we got a little ways to go. And that's why I wanted to share with you about First Lady and myself. We wanted to let you know, amen, what we've done and be an example, encourage you, encourage someone else, that they would be consistent and persistent in getting the word out to those in our community, the black community, that shots are available. You have to be persistent. You have to dial in, call in, phone in, whichever way you can get in and stay informed. So that it will be a time for you to be able to get an appointment and go get vaccination if that's something you choose to do. But know that, again, the virus is not gone. It's running rampant. It's running rampant in our community. And this is an opportunity for us to be able to be protected against the virus. I know history of black people down through the years, as far as with the injustices that have been done in the areas of so many things, and in the area of shots and vaccines and those type of things down through the years. And so it's something you have to pray and ask God to give you guidance, and he will. He'll give you guidance. And once you have that guidance, go ahead and what you need to do, and encourage someone else to do what they need to do, because there are people still dying in many places. They're lifting restrictions, and because they're lifting restrictions, the variants of the mutations of the virus are becoming more and more prevalent. And so the chances of the current vaccine not being effective occurs as more and more people are lagging behind in taking the vaccine. So as more people take it, the more the immunity gets in the community, the less chance of people becoming ill and dying. So we encourage you to talk to God. And once you talk to God, get busy, let somebody else know so they can get busy, so that we can have our proper place in the line, and that we would make sure, amen, that somebody else would have their proper place in the line, and that we're looking forward to getting back together, amen. Looking forward to getting back together in person, but we have to remain vigilant, and until everyone has become vaccinated and to a place where we can get back together, we have to continue to encourage each other to continue to be safe, continue to wear your mask, continue to wash your hands, continue to social distance, all of those things that have kept us thus far. Amen. So again, be prayerful, talk to God, and do what you need to do. Amen. All right. We're going to ask Reverend Sykes to get ready to lead us in this prayer. Pray for those who have lost loved ones, those that are sick, those that are in nursing homes, government leaders, President, Vice President, Biden, Harris, congressmen and women, men and women all over this world in uniform, first line, first responders, all of the churches that are open in the name of Jesus, all of our family and friends. Just continue to pray God's keeping power and God's continued blessing upon them, that we may be able to continue to go on and not only survive but thrive during these difficult days in our lives. So we're going to go to Reverend Sykes and ask her to lead us in this prayer. Reverend Sykes.
Let us pray.
Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we come this morning thanking you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. Father, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips. Father, we come acknowledging that you are Lord and Savior of our lives. Father, we come knowing that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness, and your faithfulness. Thank you, God, for being a God of love and a God of peace. Thank you, God, for being a miracle-working God. Thank you, Father, for giving the scientists and the researchers and those, oh God, that you have given the wisdom and the knowledge and the insight to create the various vaccines that are available to us. And God, I want to thank you, Father God, this morning for allowing me to be able to go and get my shot on Friday, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you gave me the strength and the stamina and the perseverance, Father God, to be strong in you, Father God, and not to allow fear, Father God, to take over, Father God. For sometimes, Father God, we do get fearful, Father God, but I thank you, Father God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind.
Yes,
and so, Father, there is nothing that you can't do because you do all things well. Thank you, Father, for the battles that you have brought us through. And, Father God, your word tells us that we can come boldly to your throne of grace, that we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. So, Father, we come this morning petitioning you on behalf of this nation, on behalf of others, Father God. We come, Father God, praying for all of our pastors. We come praying for all churches, all servant leaders, all prayer warriors this morning, all families, all of our bereaved families. We come, Father God, praying for all caregivers. We come praying, Father God, for all parents, all guardians, our elderly. We come praying for our children and all of our youth this morning, Father. We come praying for the leaders of this nation, President Biden, Vice President Harris, the Congress, the Senate, and all of the government officials, Father God, and all of those that are in leadership. We come praying for those that are in the hospitals and nursing facilities this morning. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, this morning for the unsaved, Father God. We pray this morning for our pastor, Pastor Kason, Father God. Gird him up on every leaning side. Prop him up where he's weak and build him up, God, where he feels he's torn down. We pray for our first lady on today, Father God. Oh, God, continue to give her the strength that she needs, Father God. Continue to hold her, Father God. Continue to keep her, Father God, in your care, Father God. And, Father God, we lift up families near and far on this morning, Father God. And we lift up the Heart of God Baptist Church family in its entirety, every member and every ministry, Father God. We lift up the frontline workers, Father God, the first responders,
yes,
Father God. Oh, God, we lift up those, oh, God, that need to be lifted up this morning, Father God, that need you for one thing and somebody else needs you for another. But whatever the need might be, Father God, we know that you can supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so, Father God, we just lift up mankind everywhere this morning. I speak healing in the atmosphere this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Touch
mm-hmm.
every molecule, touch every nerve, touch every cell, touch every joint, and touch every muscle, Father God, because you and you alone are worthy. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so, Father, we come, oh, God, this morning, Father God, we come by faith, leaning on you, trusting in your holy word, oh, God, because you told us that you never failed us yet. And I know that you've never failed us yet because there is no failure in you, God. And so we look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so, God, your word declares to us that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And so, Father, we know that you're true to your word on this morning. Because you are a prayer-answering God. You are a mighty and an awesome God. You are an all-sufficient God. And you have provided everything that we need, Father. And so we bless and praise your name. We have come this far, Father God, by faith, God. And, Father God, we thank you, Father God,
For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so, Father, we thank you for faith today, Father God, and we bless your name and we praise your name on today, Father God. For we have so much to thank you for, Father God. And, God, you are more than enough. You are more than enough for us, Father God, because you have shown yourself mightily in all of our lives, Father God. And we are so grateful on this morning. We are so grateful on today, Father God, because you are a right now God. And, God, we thank you for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Oh, God, bless our going out and our coming in, Father God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, keep us as the apple of your eye, Father God. We love you. We adore you, Father God. And let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank the Lord. Thank heaven. Thanks for that fervent prayer. Amen. It's a blessing. Just to be able to go to the Lord in prayer, to know that he's a prayer answering God. Again, we thank God for his word today. His word has kept us this far this past year. We know that God is a keeper. Somebody ought to say, yes, he is. I say, God is a keeper. Look at somebody and say, yes, he is. Sometimes if you by yourself, know that God is with you. Amen. And sometimes you got to testify to yourself when you say the Lord is a keeper. You have to say, yes, he is. Amen. We thank God. Amen. That he has kept us. Amen. When I couldn't keep myself. We thank God for his word today. And I want you to go to the word of God in the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. And we want to go to chapter 53, beginning at verse 1, Isaiah chapter 53, Old Testament book of Isaiah. And we want to begin at chapter 53 and verse 1. And I'll be reading from the King James Version this morning. And we want to encourage you to read the entire chapter. It's 12 verses altogether, but it's a powerful, powerful word. Isaiah 53, beginning at verse 1. And so, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. And as a root out of a dry ground, he hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. And in verse 3, it says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Verse 4 goes on to say, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Verse 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. For a few moments this morning, we want to speak from the subject, amen. On the way back to normal. On the way back to normal. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified. But most of all, God, you will receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. On the way back to normal. My brothers and sisters, we've gone through a year that we've never seen before and a year that we probably will never see again. A year where many of the things that we considered normal were no longer things that we could do. Many used to go to the barber shop, and many would go to the beauty shop, and many would go on vacations, and many folks would go to the office, and many folks would go and see their grandchildren and friends and family, and many would go normally on Sunday to have dinner out, or whether it was with family and friends. And normally people would get together on birthdays and weddings and anniversary celebrations. And normally people would make appointments and not hesitate to go to the doctor and get regular doctor's appointments. And many times we would normally just walk down the street and normally catch the public transportation or Uber or Lyft or some kind of public transportation. Many would go normally to the park on a beautiful day and walk around in the park and watch the kids and watch those exercise outside. And normally we would be in worship where everyone would have their neck hugged and kiss on the cheek and hear each other's voices as we fellowship and as we sang hymns and prayed and rejoiced in the Lord. That was our normal that we missed on the past year. We have what we call in many places a new normal. But trying to get back to the normal that we knew, that we enjoyed, with the physical presence with each other is something that God understands. And I want you to really take solace that God knows that we need each other. We need the human touch. We need the human presence. And that's why when God created us, he created us in his own image and in his likeness. And he decided to have fellowship with us. And in the garden, Adam and Eve and God had a relationship. And we've experienced that relationship with each other and with God down through the years. And we've come accustomed to being able to shake a hand, to be able to hug a neck, to be able to watch children play and to visit with our seniors and have meals and conversations in person. Normally, that's what we would be doing. And as we have experienced our normal being a sidelined, amen, we have in many ways grown closer to God, realizing that we often took for granted the normal things that we used to do. And because we took them for granted, we didn't realize it. We sorely missed the normal things that we used to do. And because of this, we ask God and many times question God, God, why are we going through? Why are we suffering so much? Why are we experiencing such want and such lack and such disease and death on this type of scale? And we turn to the word of God and say, God, we know, God, that there is delight in you. When you delight in us, then Oh, God, we thank you, God, for how you continue to bless us and keep us. But, God, we're human, and we need that human interaction. We need that human touch. And Father, we want to get back to normal. And so as we turn to God and we read down over this past month, God says that we have fallen and lost our way. And so when you look at this chapter 53 and you look at that chapter 53, verse 6, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to his own way. And what had happened is God's people, amen, had turned to their own way. And the people of this world had turned to their own way. And we had lost our way, amen. And because we have lost our way, amen, we needed to turn back to God that would allow us to come back to the normal way of life. And so God said in his word, and particularly in Second Chronicles 7:14, that if his people who are called by his name would humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, that he would hear from heaven, he would forgive them of their sins, and that he would heal their land. And so it was important for us to humble ourselves before God and to pray to God and acknowledge where we had fallen down and to ask God for his healing. And so the biggest cause of us being in a place where we needed to find our way back to normal is because we found our way away from God. And when God's creation, if people find their way away from God, it is of their own volition, because they desire to do things that are ungodly, that are outside the will of God. And many times, like the prodigal son, when we've gone our own way and we found our way to be devastating to our lives, we find ourselves in the muck, in the slop of the world, and realizing that even the pigs and those that are unclean, amen, are in better condition than us. But when we come to our senses like the prodigal son, amen, and realize that it is us who sinned and did this wickedness in God's sight, amen, when we stop praying to God, when we stop worshiping God, when we begin to start putting more praise on man than we begin to put on God, and when we realize the errors of our ways, and we realize that we needed to get back to a normal relationship with God, we needed to find our way back, amen, to the proper relationship with God, where we can have fellowship with him. And when you have the proper fellowship with God, you can have the proper fellowship with your fellow man. I'm going to say that again. When you have the proper relationship and fellowship with God, you can have the proper relationship and fellowship with your fellow man. I'm going to say that one more time. When you have the proper relationship and fellowship with God, then you can have the proper fellowship and relationship with your fellow man. And that is the normal process. That is the normal way that God wants us to be in fellowship and relationship with him, and fellowship and relationship with each other. But because all of us at some point had gone astray, because the record declares all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You can find that in Romans 3:23, but you can also find in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so what we're experiencing now in this global pandemic, where our normal, amen, has been uprooted, that our normal has been taken away from us, is because in the beginning, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, sin passed down from them down through every one of us, and not only on the human condition, but it was also on the earthly condition, because the whole world was cursed because of sin. And so what we find is that man and the earth that he lives on is in a fallen state, amen, not in a normal state with God, but in a fallen state, Amen. In this fallen state, allow sickness, allow death to be able to come into our physical bodies and into our physical earth. And because of sin, amen, this is the condition that we find ourselves in. We find ourselves in, amen, an advanced condition or advanced way of a virus causing death on a global scale. Amen. And because we find this advanced, amen, condition on a global scale, it is the only thing that we can do is turn to God, amen, to relieve us from this current way or this current normal that we're in, to get us to a place, amen, where we're used to, amen, death not happening at such a rapid rate, where we consider people growing old and dying, amen, a normal way of life, not those that were young, those that were healthy, those that were in the prime of their lives being sick and taken away from us. And so we need to understand that there is a way, amen, back to normal. There is a way, amen, that would ease the tide of this rampant sickness. And as we have gone through this past year, we've turned to God and realized that it is God, amen, is the only one, amen, that can heal and restore us back to normal, amen. And so when we look at this thing, what sin has done to this world, what sin has done to the lives of many who have gone their way, and what sin has done, amen, to this earth that we live on, because it was cursed, because man had gone his own way, man had done his own thing. And as we look at this thing, we come up short, and we say, how in the world can we get ourselves out of this thing? But when you realize, amen, that all of our righteousness and all of our efforts become futile, because our righteousness and our efforts are but filthy rags and aren't able or not successful in redeeming us from the power and the penalty of sin. And so what God has done for us is that he said in his word, amen, that I love you so much, come on now, on the way back to normal, that God loves us so much, amen, that he gave his only begotten son, y'all might as well say amen, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Somebody look at somebody and say, on the way back to normal, God loved us, amen, so much, that he gave his only begotten son. So much that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, on the way back to normal. Amen. And I just want to caution us, amen, as we see the vaccines rolling out and as we see the hospital rates going down and as we see the death rates going down, that we see that many politicians and many people are stepping in and trying to take credit for the progress that was made. And too often we don't hear about the grace of God, and we don't hear about the power of God turning the tide on the pandemic by giving the doctors and the scientists the ability to be able to attack the virus, to be able to come up with vaccines, to be able to give the political, those in the political arena, the ability to be able to organize and orchestrate and to get the ability for the distribution of the vaccines. We want to give credit to those in red states and credit to those in blue states, and we want to give credit to those that are in this company and that company. But too often you don't hear about, amen, the God that we serve, amen, that has the ability to heal, amen, those kinds of sin-sick souls mental and physical diseases. Too many times we hear about what man has done and the records that man has done and the record time that man has attacked us and all together what man can do and the things that man can do. And I agree with you that man can do a whole lot. Come on now. But you've often heard me say, amen, that man can boast about a lot of things. Amen. And surely man will boast about many things. Amen. But there's one thing that man can't boast about. Amen. And that man cannot make a day. Come on now. And that's why the psalmist said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In other words, anything that has gone on in a day. Amen. Whether it's finding a vaccine, whether it's making logistics able that you can get a vaccine into someone's arm, whether it's winning, amen, the ability to be able to allow people to get back together, when it's the ability, amen, to allow people not to get sick and not go, into the hospitals. Anything that has occurred in this earth, amen, it occurred in God's earth because God made it, and it is God's ability to be able to orchestrate that gives the people, amen, the ability to be able to combat the things on this earth. So because this is the day that the Lord has made, it is God, amen, who is allowing us to make our way back to normal. On our way back to normal, the first thing we need to recognize is that we need to give God the credit and the praise for making a way that we can get back to normal. Have I got a witness? In other words, man can do a lot of things, and God has given him the mind and the ability to do a lot of things, but it's God is the one, amen, that gives the ability to be able to heal. And when you heal, you can get back in the proper fellowship and relationship with God. I'm going to say that one more time before I go and let you go. We need to realize, come on now, that God is the way, the truth, and the life, and that man can prescribe and man can come up with vaccines and formulas and logistics and all those important things. But I've never seen a man be able to heal the way God can heal the sin sick soul. Have I got a witness today? All of us have gone astray. We're like sheep that have gone and wandered and done our own thing. We find ourselves in a bad situation because when we wandered off, we sinned against God. And like I said before, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. In other words, when you wandered and did your own thing, when I wandered and did my own thing, I lost my way. My normal relationship with God was separated. The spirit that God had given was no longer there. My normal way of communicating with God was no longer there. But aren't you glad today that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. On the way to normal, the record said that Jesus came down to 42 generations. Have I got a witness today? On the way to normal, spiritual and physical, Jesus paved the way. Aren't you glad today that on the way back to normal, to be restored to the proper relationship with our Lord and Savior, with our Heavenly Father, that Jesus laid the way, that Jesus took the road that nobody wanted to take? They said said that he was bruised for our iniquities. It says that the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And he said that by his stripes we are healed. See, in order to get back into the normal relationship with God, we need a healing from God. Aren't you glad today that on your way back to normal, God stopped by? Yes, he did. God stopped by and thought about you and thought about me. Somebody said that he went to Calvary's cross, that he put a crown of thorns on his head. They put nails in his hand and his feet. Somebody said they called him King of the Jews, and they had on the epitaph, "Here lies the King of the Jews." But aren't you glad today that on Calvary's cross, your name and my name were on the list of the things that God would die for, so that he can get us back to the proper and normal relationship with God? Aren't you glad today that God is a God that loves you in spite of you? And on your way back to normal, I don't want you to forget about that on Calvary's cross, he hung his head, he shed his blood, he died for the ways of the world, he died for the sins of the world. Aren't you glad today that on the way back to normal, that God made a way out of no way, that God fixed it where we didn't have to pay the price and the penalty of sin? Aren't you glad today that by his stripes we are healed? Whether you get healed in this earth or whether you get healed by being accepted, separated from the body, because the record says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We mourn the loss of our loved ones, but those that die in the Lord, yeah, they shall rise first. They shall not be left behind. Aren't you glad today that whether I'm get saved back to normal on this side, or whether I get saved back to normal on the other side, that there's a way back to normal relationship with our Heavenly Father? Aren't you glad today that God is the way, the truth, and the life, and that by his stripes we are healed? Aren't you glad today that he's a healer, that he's a way maker, that he's the one that can give a virus, he can put it in an arm? But not only that, he can heal. Have you ever been healed? I'm talking about sure enough healed. Healed from any sickness or disease. Has God been your doctor? Somebody said he's a doctor in the sick room. Somebody said that God is the only one that can do the impossible. Aren't you glad on the way back to normal that God will do the impossible? I said I was going to let you go, but I need to give God some glory. So while you are on your way back to glory, while you are on the way back to normal, give God the glory. Let me say that again. On your way back to normal, don't forget to give God the glory. There were 10 lepers that came to God, and God told them how to get healed. And once they got healed, only one came back and gave God the glory. Don't you be like the nine, but you be like the one that on your way to normal, you'll give God the praise. You'll give God the glory. You'll give God the honor. You'll lift him up. Let him be high and lift him up, that you will magnify the Lord, because it's God that kept you. It is God who made a way for you. Is God that kept you every day of your life, and even in the midst of a terrible global pandemic, God kept you from the virus. God, come on now, gave you a vaccine. God gave you a peace of mind that even, come on now, if you don't make it to the vaccine, that God has healed your body, that God has healed your soul. Aren't you glad today that he is
is the Savior that can save to the utmost. He is the Savior that continues to heal my body. He is the Savior that continues to make a way out of no way. Aren't you glad today that God is God all by himself? He deserves the honor. He deserves the credit. He deserves the praise. Give him the honor, the glory, and the praise, because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. So on your way back to normal, don't forget that God is the way, the truth, and the light. When you get back to all those things that you called normal, back in school and back with loved ones and back in the movie theaters and back on airplanes and trains and all the things that you did a year ago, don't us dare forget God. He's the one that's going to heal this world. He's the one that's going to deliver us from all unrighteousness. Deliver us from all the things of this cursed world, whether it's the earth or whether it's our soul. He's the one. So Isaiah wrote in there that he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Look at somebody and say, I believe that today that I'm healed. I'm healed by his stripes. Whether in this world or the next world, I'm healed by his stripes. Those that have gone on, they're healed. They believe in God, they're healed. Next world. Those that have remained here, we're healed in this world. Believe him. Believe in him. What his son has done. So either way, Paul said to live is Christ, to die is gain. Either way, if you're in the Lord, you're healed. Sometimes in God's infinite wisdom, and it's not an easy thing to deal with, amen, God heals on the other side. Amen. And there's times where he heals on this side. All of his experienced loved ones who, amen, have been healed, amen, through passing from this world to the next. But God has healed them. God has healed us. So we should not give man the credit, whether I said it's a doctor or a science or someone from party or all those things. We thank God for those participating and giving, amen, vaccines and knowledge and science and their wisdom and their funds and their knowledge. We thank God for that. But we need, amen, to give God the glory. But all of that means nothing without the stamp of approval and the healing of God. Amen. Don't hear it on the news. Don't hear it. Don't see it in the paper. Don't hear it on social networking. I mean, everybody wants to get back out, and rightfully so, get back to normal. Amen. But on the way back to normal, make sure, amen, make sure that you give God the praise. Make sure you give him the honor and the glory. Because by his stripes, yeah, by his stripes, we are healed. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you today. Stay safe. Stay vigilant. Amen. Keep your trust in God. Know that by his stripes you are healed. Continue to pray for those that are sick. Continue to pray for those that are struggling. Bless them with your prayers and your encouragement in the word that God has healed them. God has continued to heal them. That he so loved them that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That means whether you're healed on this side or whether you're healed on the other side, you have everlasting life. And that's good news. And that's good news that we want to share with all of our loved ones, our family and friends. Amen. Everybody should hear the gospel before they close their eyes for the last time. To hear that gospel and hear the good news, that they will be encouraged. Amen. That God has defeated death and the grave. There's no more power, no more strength than what he did on Calvary's cross. Amen?
on the way back to normal. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to be able to come together around your word. God, we thank you for the progress that you allowed during this global pandemic concerning virus and vaccinations and all those things that man has been allowed to accomplish. We pray, God, that we would not forget you. God, that we would give you more and more honor and more praise for allowing man to be able to make this progress. As we said earlier, God, help us to remember, oh God, that we needed to humble ourselves because you said clearly in your word that we've all sinned and come short of your glory, that we've all gone astray like sheep, that we've lost our way. So God, we pray you would help us get back and on the way back to normal, that we would continue to thank you, that we would continue to praise you, and that we would continue to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And now, may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Go back and read that whole 53rd chapter and understand what God is saying to us about his being. Have an awesome Sunday. Prayerfully, we'll see you again on next Sunday. God bless. Be blessed. In Jesus' name.